Welcome to Koprivshtitsa, the town of craftsmen, merchants, and freedom fighters. Imagine stepping back in time around the year 1800. We walk along the same streets that people with strong spirits and hardworking hands once walked. Koprivshtitsa is a small but lively town, nestled in the mountains, far from the control of the Ottoman rulers. Life here follows its own rules. Almost every family is involved in abajistvo, making thick woolen fabrics used for clothing. The men work in workshops or shops, and the women spin the wool at home. Everything is handmade, from the fabric to the dyes, often made from local plants. Once the goods, such as socks, jackets, uniforms, were ready, they are loaded onto horses and mules and sent to the big markets in the Ottoman Empire, all the way to Istanbul. Another important activity is chelepstvo, raising and trading livestock. The people of Koprivshtitsa lead whole herds of sheep through the mountains to sell them far from home. The journey is tough and dangerous, but it is also profitable. These people are not just farmers and herders, but also entrepreneurs with a keen sense of the market. The houses of wealthier families are beautiful, with high stone walls and wide yards. Inside, there are spacious rooms, woodwork, colorful textiles, and warmth. The women manage the home, spin, and weave, while the men often travel or engage in trade. It is in this quiet, hardworking environment that figures like Georgi Benkovsky and Todor Kableshkov are born, future revolutionaries who will ignite the spark of freedom. So, let's get started. I suggest you first see the town from above by going to the monument of Georgi Benkovsky. It is situated 650 meters from the bus station going east. Each house in Koprivshtitsa has its own story, with beautiful murals, wood carvings, and hidden revolutionary symbols inside the homes. The monument you are one is called Georgi Benkovsky, but his real name was Gavril Hlutev. He was born in Koprivshtitsa into the family of a local merchant and craftsman. At a very young age, Gavril was struck by a tragic event. In 1848, his father passed away. He completed third grade at the local mutual school, which was the best education his hometown could offer. However, due to the family's financial difficulties, he was unable to continue his studies and began learning the abaji, traditional tailoring, trade. At the age of 22, Gavril had already become a well-known abaji, trading across various regions of the Ottoman Empire. For 10 years, he lived outside the Bulgarian lands in Anatolia, Constantinople, Izmir, Alexandria, and other cities. His numerous travels helped Benkovsky acquire several foreign languages, including Turkish, Greek, Italian, Polish, Romanian, Arabic, and Persian. Despite his dynamic and intriguing life, it seemed as though fate was leading him down a different path, the path of revolution. Georgi Benkovsky, a key figure in the April Uprising, led a daring rebellion in Koprivshtitsa before being forced to flee. After the uprising failed, he went on the run, hiding in the surrounding forests and mountains. Legend has it that while crossing a river, Benkovsky was ambushed and shot by a traitor, bringing his fight for Bulgarian freedom to a tragic end. His bravery, however, made him one of Bulgaria's most admired national heroes.